Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Pinball Sessions podcast, the show with live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings from some of Canada and the world's best artists. And today is very much a Canada and the world kind of show. My name is Rue, and I will be your host as we travel from Toronto with Donovan Woods all the way to Scotland and Rachel Sermani, all from the comfort of Pinball Studios in Guelph, Ontario. As you know, the Pinball Sessions podcast is where we feature some of our favorite tracks along with banter and other goodies you don't hear at pinballsessions.com, where you can download these full sessions if you want to listen to them on your own. And today we have some pretty cool stuff. We have a story from Donovan Woods, and we also have two beautiful tracks, actually. We have a song from Donovan Woods and a track from Rachel Sermani. So let's get right on that. Here's Donovan Woods telling us a story before we hear his song, If There Are Horses, followed by Rachel Sermani with her track Waltz here on Pinball Sessions Podcast.
So this one's written by me and another guy, but it won't be a problem.
That other guy doesn't give a shit.
No. He's only a Grammy Award winner. He doesn't care about this type of shit. He doesn't even use the internet. He lives in a forest in a cabin. Marcus Humman. He's like a crazy guru. He wrote all these like... I don't know, do you know the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
They're pretty famous, I guess. Yeah. There's this underground act called the Dixie Chicks.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of like an
underground act.
Yeah, they're right now they're an underground
that
act.
Film is fantastic.
You don't even mention them. You're not even allowed to mention them in Nashville. You know, you do, and people are like,
good for them.
These Democrats. He wrote a bunch of the famous Dixie Chicks song. He wrote Ready to Run. He wrote Wide Open Spaces. He wrote, oh man, just all the good ones. All the good ones. He's so good. Oh, I got really lucky. Most of the time. I have a publishing deal in the States now, and they helped me do that. It's with a company that is owned by a football player. It's an NFL quarterback, so it helps because everybody wants to meet him, especially in the southern United States. Everybody's like...
And he does it because he loves music?
He just is obsessed with music, yeah.
Because music's such a good industry.
Well...
Extra money when you're starting a football player.
He doesn't need extra money. He's like the... It's Aaron Rodgers. He's like... Just signed a $110 million football contract. He's like, he likes country and folk music a lot, so that's what he does for fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. What's that?
It's good
pastor. Yeah, I guess, right? Well, he gets to hang out with him. He just likes musicians. He's not really a regular football player. He's just not like a regular football player. I mean, I don't know very many football players, but I would imagine. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's a good dude. Okay. You good? First line of it, I'm sorry. Oh, perfect. Okay, I remembered it. Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's buy back the family farm, the empty fields, the broken down barn, and if the corn grows just knee high, pray beneath the cloudless sky. There will be river to the west, hills to the east. There will be stars above our heads and roots beneath our feet. And if there are horses, we'll not run in circles, but in straight lines. And if we work hard, we'll survive. We will ride. dream of that big old farm while standing in our quarter acre yard. I wish we both had farmer's tans, calluses on both our heads. Yeah. Let's get in the car and take that old familiar drive past them lonesome fields and take down that for sale sign. And we can ride. And if there are horses, we will ride. We'll not run in circles, but in straight lines. And if we work hard, we'll survive. We will ride. If there are horses, we will ride. We'll not run in circles, but in straight lines. Though if we work hard, we'll survive. I dream of that big old farm while the kids play in our quarter acre yard.
Hello, my name is Rachel Sermani, and I'm here with three ladies, Jen Austin, Laura Wilkie, and Siobhan Anderson. And it's early in the morning, and we are playing on the pinball sessions.
May I have the pleasure of your hand to lead this dance? Aware that you will tread upon my toes, in hopelessness I spin. Suddenly I'm lost. Away you tear the tethers of my skirt. For I've waltzed this heart a few times, and I've heard this band before. And I don't know the time, I don't know the steps, and I'm trying to this marble floor is shaking, these perfect steps so wrong. Where I close these ballroom doors from the truth.
And that was Rachel Sermani from Scotland with her song Waltz, which you can find on her album Under Mountains. That album is available on her website, rachelsermani.net. That's S-E-R-M-A-N-N-I. I've linked it in the show notes for you, where you get 12 beautiful songs. And we thank Rachel for coming into the Pinball Studios and doing that session. Before that was Donovan Woods with his song If There Are Horses. And if you want to hear other music from Donovan Woods, he did just release his new album earlier this year, Don't Get Too Grand. It's available on iTunes, and it's a great buy. Check it out. And if you get a chance, go online and find his video for The Coldest State. It's, I'll just say, it's to die for. It's an amazing indie video by a great Canadian songwriter. So thank you very much to Donovan Woods and to Rachel Sermani. And thank you to you for help making Pinball Sessions and the Pinball Sessions podcast such a great success. We've been featured on the iTunes New and Noteworthy for 2 weeks now. So thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet, please give us a rating and review. Tell us what you think and tell us who you'd like to hear on the Pinball Sessions there on iTunes. You can find Pinball Sessions online. We're on Twitter, Pinball Sessions. We're on Facebook. And of course at pinballsessions.com, where you can download one of the over 20 sessions now available to go up every week on Monday and Thursday. So keep an eye out. We also have a newsletter you can sign up for on the site that will give you updates every week about upcoming sessions, news, contests, and all that kind of stuff. So definitely sign up for it if you'd like to keep up with Pinball Sessions. So we will be back next week with episode 4. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a great week.